We continue our exploration of the passages in the Bible where it's speaking of God and Christ in relation to light. We come today from the Gospel of John, chapter 1, beginning with verse 1 through verse 14. Listen for the word of the Lord. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him. And without him, not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life. And the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify to the light, so that all might believe through him. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world came into being through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, and his own people did not accept him. But all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of human beings, but of God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And we have seen his glory, the glory as of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. The Word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. With all these images around us today, we are aware of the world, the broader world beyond our church, beyond our community, and beyond our country. This is World Communion Sunday, when we take time to consider what it means to be part of this experience of being in Christ with other people around the globe. The light of Christ is our scripture passage focus today, and our call to be children of light in the light of Jesus Christ. I think part of what we need to do as people of faith is to consider what does it mean for us to be people of faith, not just inside of the church, but in the world? What do we advocate for? What do we live for as we live in the world? What are the dimensions of the meaning of Jesus Christ in our everyday lives? And I want to lift up today the crucial topic of civility. I think civility is part of what it means to walk as children of the light today. I was helped very much by a book by Stephen Carter. He's a professor, a law professor at Yale, and he has written profoundly on civility. One of his images that he lifts up is he says, think about 130 years ago of how people traveled in this country. They traveled by train. How do they know how to act? Because they're used to being out on themselves far apart from one another, but now all of a sudden for an extended period of time, they are in cramped quarters with other people who are very different than they are. How did they get along? He says, well, there were these little pamphlets. These little pamphlets, the etiquette of how you behaved when you rode on a train. It told you what to say and what words not to say. Told you where you could look and how you were not supposed to engage in eye contact with other folks. Told you where to spit and where not to spit. Told you all sorts of different things that helped you realize what it took to travel on this journey together. It says, but today, we don't travel like that anymore. We ride in cars, and the cars have tinting in the glass. So we're not even necessarily aware of the other people who may be all around us. They're kind of just vague shadows. Do they really exist? Do we really see them? And even if we do encounter someone face-to-face, they're very liable to be listening to their earbuds and paying attention to their screen time, right? We live in a world where people may become just shadows to one another. We become not necessarily aware that they are there. So how do we live together? I noted in the New York Times this week there was an article that said the incivility of the latest election, that of the people who were polled in this one particular poll, that somewhere between 5 and 7% of them had lost a friend from the incivility of the election. We live in a world that's having a problem with civility, and I think we need to lift up what civility really means. Because if we live in an uncivil world, we start to step on one another's toes, to offend one another, to become more and more polarized. We start to see these other shadows around us not as anything less than enemies, and enemies are evil. I think what Christ does in a world like this is make us aware of the core value that is what can bring us together. Core value that we celebrate today around this table is the value of sacrifice, of sacrificial love. That's what the elements of bread and wine are. They are images of Christ's sacrifice on the cross and how his sacrifice in love was for the whole world, not for one small group of people, not for one individual person. It was for the whole world, because the call and the invitation for us is to consider how God can bring us together in a world that keeps tearing us apart. I think this image that we have of sacrifice is the image of the light of Christ. The light of Christ that helps us to recognize that when we look at another human being, there is something worth sacrificing for there. I think as Christ looks upon people, he sees them as created in God's image, as children of God. And if someone's created in the image of God and is that child of God, then we look on them with a sense of awe at the mystery. What has God created in this human being? We treat them differently. We treat them differently because we see something of the light of Christ in them. Whether they be Christian or not, there's something of God's love, God's image that has been planted there. And what we need to do is to recognize that and to treat that person, that image of God, with respect. And perhaps even a sense of awe at the mystery of what might be revealed to us there. The light of Christ, the sacrifice of cross, the communion table, they're all pointing to that central image for us of God's love for us, a sacrificial love that will give all for us. I think today, civility is part of what we sacrifice. We make sacrifices when we treat other people with respect. We make sacrifices when we may believe something, and not in any way saying we can't believe things passionately, but the way that we express them need to be ways that show that we express, that we respect the people around us. We sacrifice, therefore, our anger. We sacrifice our self-righteousness. We sacrifice what would feel good in expressing it, but may somehow take us apart rather than bringing us together. Civility is part of what we claim and reclaim as a way of living sacrificially in a very secular world. People need to see that respect. They need to see that and experience that sense of awe and acknowledgement of who they are. Martin Luther King was amazing. In the movement that he led, they could face fire hoses and dogs and bombs and beatings and jail and still preach about the redemptive power of love. And still seek the good of the opposition, because their real goal was not to defeat their enemy, but to turn their enemy into a friend. They did it, and so can we. The goal is not the defeat of the other, but turning them into friends. And therefore, we can live in the light of Christ by living in ways that show a profound sense of civility, respect, trying to build bridges of understanding among people who may have different opinions but can disagree agreeably, to treat them with respect. And there are all sorts of ways that we in our everyday life can do that and witness to that kind of sacrificial love. I think building up community is part of what needs to happen in this sort of world we live in. You know, it's kind of funny. Little things that may seem mundane can have such a big power. Have you ever thought about how important it is to have committees? Because committees are groups of people who differ, but who come together and who decide that we're going to make something happen in the midst of our difference. Here in the church, we have elders and deacons who do profound work in the midst of all that difference. It's amazing. It's truly amazing. The differences don't end up dividing us. They end up being something that the more you get to know somebody who may be very different from you and your perspectives, you come to realize that they've become a friend. And you really hold them with a sense of respect and awe. I think society needs this kind of experience, that kind of civility that takes us and converts us one to another so that we build bridges of love and hope. And the world can be different as we learn to live as people of sacrifice, a sacrificial love. That's the center of this table and this day. Reverend Shelburne and I are wearing white today. I asked him to do this in a sign of solidarity with the people in Colombia. If you have been paying attention to what's going on there, their leaders came together and voted this week. When they voted, they all wore white, all the different sides, they wore white. This is a country that has been in a civil war, well, let's just say since Lyndon Johnson was president. That's how long they've been in war with one another. That's what can happen to a country when a country gets torn apart. And how do you get over 50 years of one side hating the other and all sorts of atrocities on both sides? Well, they're doing it by the rebels giving up their arms and the government giving up their right to prosecute. They're all sacrificing something so that the country... Stop and think about that. If somebody had been attacking your country for 50 years, would you be willing to sacrifice your right to prosecute them? And if somebody had murdered members of your family, would you be willing to give up the right to prosecute them? But that's what's going on there, because they've discovered the only way they're ever going to get over this divide is to practice this sacrificial lifestyle, where you come to say there's something more important in the world than being right. We gather together around this table because Christ has shown us the world really can be different as we learn what it means to live as people of sacrificial love. As we partake of these elements today, may we do so remembering people around the globe, people in our own country and people in our own community, maybe in our own families, who need us to practice that civility, who need us to practice the sacrificial love, the way that we know is possible, the way that can truly change the world, the way that we have learned in Jesus Christ. Amen.